Labas and good afternoon. This is Kęstutis Reivydas with us for Independent Lithuanian Radio here again, once again, at KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. That's KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. And, of course, live streaming audio over the Internet anywhere else in the world, live streaming audio at KTYM.com.
Šit man laiškai iš pavasario, iš vaikystės krabinti žiedais. Pasakyk, ar skaudžiai viena ašaros, meilė virtus vien peranais. Aš pamenu dabar tikrai, kokie mes buvome seniai, po šiltą pievą dūkdavom ilgai. Ir susivėlę ir basi, laimingi garsiai krikšdami, nerūpestingai vaikiški visai. Bet greitai tiksi laikrodžiai ir skiriasi visi keliai, belieka aidas tik senų dainų. Metas išduoda veidrodžiai, o kaip linksmai praleida.
Well, once again, we're featuring Romas Dambrauskas, who will be the main act, the featured act, at the Lithuanian Fair this weekend. Now, the Lithuanian Fair always happens, always, for the 28th year in a row, the first weekend of October. So that's all you need to remember. It's the first weekend of October, and that happens to be today and tomorrow at St. Casimir's Parish Grounds. All the events take place outside. There's live music all day, okay, and into the evening, and takes place outside. There's also displays inside the classrooms of the schools of stamp collections and coin collections and fine artwork and Lithuanian handicrafts. So make sure you make it this weekend to the corner of Griffith Park Boulevard and St. George Streets. Real simple to find, corner of Griffith Park Boulevard and St. George Streets across from Marshall High. Now, there's no parking on the premises because the whole outside area is covered with vendors' booths and displays and a stage, like I said, with live entertainment. And there's also food being served. Instead of having one person serving the food, there are several food booths, so there's no lines, no waiting, and you'll be able to sample delicious traditional Lithuanian foods such as potato dumplings and regular type dumplings and sausages and all kinds of other good stuff. Now, while we are roasting out there, by the way, it's going to be in the 90s, so be prepared. Bring an umbrella. Of course, there'll be umbrellas set up outside and shady area set up. There's also entertainment for children, okay, for young children, so that they won't be bored and they can have a good time too. But you know, you might consider bringing an umbrella to walk around with if the sun bothers you, hitting you on the head. Now, while we're cooking in the 90s out there, enjoying ourselves at the 28th annual Lithuanian Fair all weekend long. Lithuania itself, Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania, is sort of returning to more normal fall-like temperatures, with tomorrow's high being 51, Monday 50, and then pretty much 50, 51, 53, 55 through the end of the week, with lows in the mid-30s. But there will be no freezing nights, and we had a couple of those in the last couple of weeks. So if you happen to be coming out from Lithuania to the Lithuanian Fair, you're going to be very, very warm. One of the featured guests at the Lithuanian Fair and performers will be Augustinas Rakauskas. Augustinas Rakauskas is an 18-year-old Lithuanian classical accordion performer. In 2008, he graduated Kaunas M. Petrauskas School of Music. Now, I went through all of this last week. This guy has won numerous awards, okay? And I should say a young gentleman musician has won numerous awards. At least, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, including awards on television as best performer in music shows. And he's performed all around the world. So he's really worth seeing. So make sure you show up and see Augustinas Rakauskas perform at the 28th Annual Lithuanian Fair. I'm going to give you a rundown of the programming. Okay, the fair opens at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and there'll be some opening ceremonies, and then Spindulis, our very own youth dance ensemble, will dance for you to traditional Lithuanian folk dancing in their very hot and warm Lithuanian folk dancing costumes. Perhaps it's best that they're on early. After that, the Sorgis Singing Ensemble from Chicago will be on, and they will perform for about a half an hour. And at 1:30, the Miesteliene. Now, this is a group of, about 15 or 20 Lithuanians from Panevėžys. They're all in their late 40s, early 50s, and they do some traditional Lithuanian folk dancing, and they also do some ballroom, so that would be very interesting. So once again, from Panevėžys. Now, they had their own little fundraiser, raised their own money to come out here to do this and to be part of the Lithuanian Fair. So please support them at 1:30 this afternoon, tomorrow after, that's this afternoon, Miesteliene, at the Lithuanian Fair. At 2 o'clock, Tolime Aidai, that's our very own local singing ensemble. They do a lot of a cappella work. It's really interesting and fun to listen to, and plus they have a great stage presence. They smile. They act out a little bit, so they're really worth seeing. 2 o'clock, Tolime Aidai, our very own local group. And at 2:30, Romas Dambrauskas, who we featured on the opening music, and we'll be playing more of. 2:30, Romas Dambrauskas. At 3 o'clock, a singing ensemble known as Drogai will be here, and Miesteliene, again, will perform at 3:30. Augustinas Rakauskas, the musician I told you about, the accordion player, will be on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Unfortunately for him, it's about the hottest part of the day, but he is one hell of an accordion player. I mean, this guy does not play polkas. He plays classical accordion, tangos, and accordion music. It's going to be fantastic. Malunas at 4:30, a dance ensemble from out of town. And again, Sorgis will sing and entertain you at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. At 6 p.m., a local band, the Chuckleheads, and then again, Augustinas Rakauskas, the accordionist, and Romas Dambrauskas will close out the evening. The festivities will go on as long as they go on. According to this, there have been rumors that they were going to shut it down at 9 o'clock this year, but I have new information that the fair will be open till at least 10 p.m. So once again, the show will be closed out by the Chuckleheads, Augustinas Rakauskas, the classic accordion player from Lithuania, and Romas Dambrauskas, who I know personally and lives in Mažeikiai, Lithuania. Here's a little bit more of Romas Dambrauskas.
Aš nežinau, ar tai lietus praėjo šią nakt mano langų nugelto lapai ir nieko nebebus tik ilgesys ant mano rankų. Jėsys ir ši daina mane gimtadienį aplanko seni draugai, sena kalba ir liudesys kažkur už lango. Aš rudenį žemės, paukštis rudeninis, ruduo į žemę, atneši mane ant savo skausmo, kasdienybės, savam pageltusiam.
Now, by the way, I want to apologize because last week I said admission was something like $5 or $6 for the 2 days, and it was well worth it because literally, you know, a couple of thousand of your closest Lithuanian and American friends, and you don't have to be Lithuanian to or of Lithuanian extraction to participate. This is sort of an Oktoberfest festival. It really doesn't matter. All we want you to do is show up. Just remember, there's no parking on the premises, so you'll have to park on the surrounding streets or around the back of Marshall High School, which is across the street, because it's very tough to find parking around there. We suggest you get there early and plan to stay there late. And, again, I apologize. The entrance is, I believe, $11 or $12. $11 or $12, and that'll get you in the door. It's still well worth it. Lithuanian food and, of course, Lithuanian drink. There will be a working bar there, sort of under a tent, where you can buy Lithuanian beer and sample certain Lithuanian drinks like Krupnikas, which is a traditional Lithuanian honey liquor. And so that's always a lot of fun. Lithuanian beer, Lithuanian food, and live Lithuanian entertainment all day long at the 28th Lithuanian Fair at the corner of Griffith Park Boulevard and St. George Streets this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Once again, the 28th annual Lithuanian Fair at the corner of Griffith Park Boulevard and St. George Streets this weekend. That means today. It's already started at 11 o'clock and tomorrow. Now, in the meantime, besides the 28th annual Lithuanian Fair that we keep plugging away at, there is other news from Lithuania. The parliament plans to form an emigration commission, okay, because there's so many people leaving the country. So the Lithuanian parliament is forming this commission. The parliament plans to introduce a commission dedicated to emigration issues this fall. As a matter of fact, we believe they'll be meeting next week, and this is according to the Order and Justice Party and its leader, former President Rolandas Paksas. He's now a parliamentarian. The initiative was discussed at the meeting of the ruling coalition's political council last month. This is our initiative. Immigration-related problems should be addressed. A coordinating resolution should be set up, and words should be transformed into specific actions with a strategy and approved tactics, according to Paksas. He said the political council agreed to form a permanent commission at the start of the fall session. The Order and Justice Party has proposed an institution dedicated to emigration in the past, but politicians have refused to agree on what it should look and act like. According to data provided by the Statistics Department, 38,800, that's 38,800 residents emigrated from Lithuania just last year, while 22,000 moved to Lithuania. 22,000 either new people immigrated into Lithuania or returned. 22,000. A majority of the immigrants, or 86%, were returning Lithuanian citizens. The UK, the United Kingdom, remains the most popular immigration destination, with 17,900, or about 46% of emigrees. 3,300, or 8.5%, opt for Ireland, and Germany and Norway each attract about 7%, or about 3,000 emigrants. There's an opinion piece that was just published yesterday by Ramūnas Bogdanas, and I think it's worth sharing with you. It's called Ukraine's Painful Realities. There is one thing that neither fans of Russia nor patriots of Ukraine in Odessa or Nikolaev can dispute, all totally agree that Russia attacked Ukraine. Odessa and Nikolaev, where I have given lectures, are part of the so-called zone of Novorussia, or the New Russia, which Russia dreams of uniting with the stolen Crimea Peninsula and the zombified Transnistria further east, ripped away from Moldova. It is a loop that would cut Ukraine off from the Black Sea. Everybody knows that a large force of the aggressor is already concentrated in the area just off the Crimean Peninsula. People debate if the Russians are going to attack their cities, and they just can't come to terms with the fact that it's actually Russians who are now behaving like this with the Ukrainians, because they believe a truth repeated for countless years that they are two brother nations. It's a conviction which is now drawing blood. I heard explanations in an attempt to make allowance for objections. There is fighting because, quote, the powers that be haven't shared something or other. An explanation like this comes from the eternal gap between government and the people. The war is perceived as a fight between two governments and not as defense of a country against occupation. For the people, their country's independence is not theirs when the government has become just another set of VIPs who hand out golden buckets, and where oligarchs rule by succession like grand dukes. Privileges, corruption, and the arbitrary nature of the rulers are a colossal problem to the statehood in this supposedly democratic world. Since 1990, Ukraine has simply drifted, and its business and political individuals have the most tarnished reputation. Lithuania is no saint, but its wheels are turning, albeit with squeaks. We have attained EU and NATO membership, entered the Schengen area, and achieved goals that Ukraine can only dream about. When the president, Petro Poroshenko, bombastically states that no other country in Europe has paid such a price to be a part of Europe as Ukraine has, all he is doing is proclaiming his own exaggerated Ukrainian pride. The silent and unpleasant reality is that it took a belated 20 years to pay this price. Heroism without routine work is a mere flash in the dark. For there to be a constant light, there must be constant energy. The jubilation of the first Maidan Treaty has remained an unrealized opportunity because the elected government measures not by country size, but by the size of its own pockets. Not far from Nikolaev is the town of Vitovka, reminiscent of the times of the Grand Duchy of Lithuania and of Vytautas the Great. It will not be forgotten that it was here, after the Battle of Grunwald, that the Lithuanians celebrated for 3 days and missed their chance to consolidate their victory by occupying an important crusader's castle. And when they realized it was too late because the energy garrison managed to ambush them, that's only when they realized it. It would be good to hope that Lithuania has rid itself of this trait, one which pre-war independence taught us, and that the road back to Europe has been covered. The Ukrainians still need to show that they are moving towards Europe, not only with demonstrations, but with actual acts and deeds. A driver of the Odessa morgue said that recently the bodies of dead soldiers had been brought back from Donbass. For him, it is especially painful that it was Russian bullets that killed them. He does, however, know that in Crimea, Russian pensions will be 3 times higher than they are in Ukraine. What he doesn't think of is that things there are also more expensive. His salary is the equivalent of 92 euros. It's difficult to conceive of a country that measures everything by work. The defining factor is not who speaks Russian or Ukrainian, but rather how each person perceives public spirit. Remember, 92 euros, that's basically $100, okay? Not even $100. He gets $100 a month. You could tell students in Odessa that in 1990, Lithuania's GDP per person was lower than Ukraine's, and that today it's two times higher. It's clear that the path we've chosen seems more constructive, but you can't, by any measure, smooth over the daily wage on which it's impossible to survive. Few have any regard for a place where there's no underlying structures, something with which it becomes rather a fortress in which most people feel secure. Without it, you could rob shamelessly or leave, simply leave in disgust. Now, all the people that the author has spoken to has acknowledged that the Ukrainian army is poorly armed. Everything has been stolen. Yet aren't they and their friends glad that they can buy military goods for next to nothing at the local markets, and that they can trade in anything, be it selling weapons to other countries or even shoes at the markets? Now people opt by money to buy weapons, helmets, and armor. A local village has collected money for a helmet for a local volunteer going off to join a battalion, for example. And after finding out, a local politician who really has nothing to do with the place flew in with a camera crew and ceremoniously presented the helmet to the volunteer. Nikolaev University lecturers have decided that their contribution will be what they call a, quote, Professor Armor, who at his own expense will buy up what's in storage and prepare for battle. For Ukrainians who previously enjoyed a porous border across which you can take whatever you want, you nevertheless still had to bribe, that is, pay off the border guards. The ones who bribed so that they could smuggle were the same ones who taught the border services to eventually let the first tanks through for some cash from Russia to the separatists. Recently, there's been a feeling of deja vu in the Ukraine, or in Ukraine. It's already evident. Students question whether Ukraine can survive intact or not without full links to a very powerful Russia. Before answering, remember that Algirdas Brazauskas, Lithuania's first president's lament that without the Soviet Union, Lithuania would not survive. Ukrainians still have to answer the questions, the answers to which we are pointing. As a visitor there recently, it is clear, there is a clear perception that Lithuania is already on the long road that awaits the Ukrainians. It's important that we take stock and not be in awe of what we've achieved, because on the reverse side, there are sores that must be treated and cut out with a scalpel so that in the future, we, Lithuania, will be able to show good practice and be a good example to Ukraine. We are, after all, waiting for them with bated breath to join Europe. Or are we? We'll be right back.
Lietus Lietuvoj, Lietus Lietuvoj. Ar žemė raudytų, ar grįžtančius guodi. Lietus Lietuvoj, Lietus Lietuvoj. Ar ašaros byra dangaus tavo ant skruostų.
Iš pasaulio, kur niekad negrįžti, iš mėlyno sapno įžengti.
once again featuring the music of Romas Dumbrauskas, one of the headliners, tomorrow at the, that's today, rather, at the Lithuanian Fair. And he should be performing at 2:30 this afternoon, and he should close out the show tonight somewhere after 6 o'clock, depending on how long Augustinas Rakauskas, the accordion player, the classic accordion player, and the Chuckleheads play. So, again, Romas Dumbrauskas, 2:30 this afternoon, and closing out the show sometime probably closer to 7 o'clock at the 28th Annual Lithuanian Fair tonight, Saturday, October 4th, 2014. Once again, to remind you, the Lithuanian Fair goes on all weekend, and it's already started, and it'll close up tonight around 10 o'clock, and it'll start again tomorrow at 11:30, and it should close out about 5 p.m. Now, finally, before in the remaining couple of minutes, before we go off the air, I want to remind you that the sale of KTYM to another network has not gone through, so we will continue to be on the air, and we need your support. I sort of quit asking for money and, you know, doing the begging thing and the public radio thing that we need your support. We do, okay, because we've gone in the hole, because I thought by now we'd be off the air. So your support, your checks are very, very important to us now, because we are in the hole and we need to pay our bills. So send any monies to KT to Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, 90404. That's 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, 90404. I'm going to repeat that one more time, because I know you're walking across the room to get a pen. Write out a check to Independent Lithuanian Radio and send it off to 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, 90404. Any amount is helpful, whether it's $20 or $200. Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90404. This is Kęstutis Reividas for Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. And once again, we will close out with another selection from tomorrow's headliner, Romas Dumbrauskas. Bye-bye.
Aš praeinu savo skausmą ir ilgesį, neregiu žingsnį, skaičiuoju tave, tavo tolimą kelią, o meilė vienintelė, tyliai praeisiu ir būsiu šalia tavo